Well, hello there. So we meet again. Behold and stand in awe, for it is me, the despicable Dr. Devious, scourge of the world, oppressor of the innocent, conqueror of the... Hey, whoa, dude, can you at least let me finish my dramatic entrance? What? No, I wasn't gonna zap you. Oh my god, why do you always expect the worst of me? Oh, come on. Are you still mad about that atomic disintegration ray last week? Like, for real, you dodged it. I didn't even hit you. Oh, stop being such a baby. Jesus. Anyways, I was looking for you. No, not to atomize you. Seriously, would you please just let me finish my sentence? Like, rude. I was looking for you. Because I have an immodest proposal to advance on you. What? No, I'm not trying to seduce you to come to the dark side. I mean, I kind of am, but not in the way that you think. I was trying to seduce you in more of a literal way. I thought we could, so to speak, join forces to... team up to fight an even greater evil. Well, yeah, if you want to put it that way. I mean, I'm having a bit of a dry spell at the moment, and I consider that quite a seizable evil. And that's game-recognizing game here. Oh, come on. Do you have to be so melodramatic? If I wanted to atomize you, I wouldn't be hovering here in midair monologuing, would I? Okay, yeah, okay, I probably would. But this time, I'm actually here to make you an offer. Huh? You'll listen to my proposal. Great. Okay, I'll come down first. Maybe you should take a few steps back. These jets are pretty new, and I haven't really worked out all the bugs yet. Wait. Okay, here we go. Huh? Oh, yeah, it's a laser pistol in my pants. I'm not just that happy to see you. Okay, I'll lay down my weapons. Yup, that's my death ray. And my anti-gravity grenades. Oh, you remember them? I used them against you when you attacked my lair in the underwater volcano last year. Those are the good old days. Huh? Oh, that. Nah, you don't know that one just yet. Just wait until next time you fight me. You'll love it. No, of course I'm not telling you. Huh? Speak up. Oh, yeah, my offer. Okay, You see, the thing is, Dang it. You wouldn't believe that I practiced this, now would you? So where do we... Okay, so I mean, we've been arch enemies for years now, and we've fought legendary battles against each other, and we've shared so many milestones together. My first weapon of mass destruction, my first attempt to destabilize an elected government, my first attempt to blow up the moon. You were always there to stop me. And I was always there for you as well. I mean, when you broke up with that turbo girl, who was there to shoot destructive rays at you? When your alien mentor father figure sacrificed himself to save the world from the planet-eating monsters, who had an army of killer robots ready to take your mind off things? That's right, me. So, we work out really well as adversaries, and I really appreciate this thing we have, and you are my best enemy in the whole world, and yes, I'm getting there. Stop pushing me. I'm trying to give this a little bit of a more dramatic build-up, for Christ's sakes. Okay, so, Do you know the movie Friends with Benefits? Yeah, that one. Okay, so the thing is, I envision something kinda like that, just without the friendship part. Like, we could be enemies with benefits. We would still be sworn enemies, of course, locked in an everlasting struggle of raw power, a vow to tireless and irrevocable hatred. We would just occasionally declare ceasefire and, well, maybe sleep with each other. Like, once a week. Oh, more often, if you want. I'm not too dead set on that once a week part, so we can work that out. How does that sound? Why do you automatically assume that this is a trap? When have I ever? Okay, that time, yeah, there. Okay, yeah, there was that other time too. Yeah, and that one time with the Shark Tank. Yes, and that one time I tried to crush you underneath the entire state of Wyoming. I mean, it's rectangular. It's the easiest to cut out. Oh, come on, I even put it back. The wrong way. Wait, you mean. Oof, whoops. But, anyways, so, what do you say regarding my proposal? I mean, I get it. I am the despicable Dr. Devious, and I am your arch nemesis, your worst nightmare, the whole reason why you toss and turn at night. I'm the Joker to your Batman, the Green Goblin to your Spider-Man, the plastic six-pack ring to your Aquaman. Yeah, I am. Wait. Have you been cheating on me? With another nemesis? Yeah, I know you have a rogues gallery, but I am your number one greatest. What? The Scarlet Salamander? Are you kidding me? You gotta be freaking kidding me. I threw a state at you, and you think I'm not your worst enemy? Not worse than this Scarlet freaking Salamander? This is unbelievable. This is. Absolutely freaking unbelievable. This is not happening to me. I'm getting ditched for someone who dresses like an amphibian. And all this after I even put on a new costume for you. Yeah, I did. Do you like it? I mean, I guess the neckline is a little risque, but. I wanted to draw attention to my chest emblem. Oh, yeah, and I went with this capeless option this time because I wanted you. I mean, I wanted people to see my butt. Oh, you think so? Well, thank you. I do a lot of CrossFit. All right, so can we get back to my immodest proposal? Oh, come on. I thought you were a hero. Aren't you supposed to help those in need? Need? Well, I have been single for quite some time now. I mean, I don't really want a relationship at the moment. That would only get in the way of my plans for world domination. I'm trying to unleash chaos and despair upon all mankind. I can't afford any emotional baggage to weigh me down. And I don't really have any friends, so the whole friends with benefits thing is kind of out of the question. My kind of profession doesn't really allow for trusting and stuff. And obviously, I can't sleep with any of my minions, because if I slept with one of them and the others found out, then they get jealous, and then everyone want to, and I mean, I can't sleep with all of my minions. Just really, just picture that. I wouldn't get to do anything else all day. So, you kind of are the obvious choice. No, really. I mean, think about it. We see each other quite regularly. We know each other fairly well, and we're both single. I mean, you are single, right? Well, there have been rumors about you and the flying squirrel, so you're just good friends. Good choice. I mean, for real now, she's only wearing a wingsuit. How the heck can that be a superpower? Really, you could do so much better. Wait, what? She's dating Caterpillar Man. For real? Since when? Oh, come on, give me all the juicy details. You know I'm always eager to hear some hot superhero gossip. Oh, seriously, come on, you started it. You can't just leave me high and dry now. Oh, all right. Well, anyways, you are single. Wait, your secret identity doesn't have a girlfriend or. No, I wouldn't kidnap your girlfriend. What do you even think of me? Wait, so that means you have a girlfriend? No? All right. Oh, I mean, excellent. So, there's no reason for you not to take up my generous offer, right? What do you mean, why you? Didn't I just tell you? It's entirely for practical reasons. We already spend a lot of time together. We're both single. We both like spandex. I mean, it's just the obvious thing to do. I mean, it's not like I had a crush on you or anything. Hey, no, I explicitly said that I don't have a crush on you. What, will you stop? Oh, for real now. How old are you? Like six? No, I don't. Yeah, this is just about the sex, okay? I mean, well, I'm also kind of want to cuddle afterwards, but I mean, that's also if you wanted to, of course. What? Just because I'm evil and want to drive all mankind into brutish oppression and disenfranchised servitude doesn't mean that I can't also like cuddles. And yeah, no strings attached, no commitment, no pesky feelings getting in the way. Just two sworn enemies having some harmless fun with one another. And I mean, let's see if we both like it, maybe. I'd still be evil, of course. Don't for a second think that you'd be so good at it that you would somehow convert me from my wicked and twisted ways. I still want to subjugate all of mankind to my merciless tyranny. I just occasionally want to get some, sweet loving from you. You know, stuff like we could lie by the fireplace and sip champagne from my stolen 15th century silver chalices, and you would stroke my hair, and I, just as enemies, just as enemies. Some non-committal cuddling as enemies. Huh? Did I strike your curiosity? Okay, so I envisioned something like this. About once a week, again, the frequency is negotiable. I'm perfectly open to more often if you wanted. We cease all hostilities. Maybe we should agree on a code word or something so we both know that we're not gonna be fighting anymore. And then we'll meet up. We can go to my lair or yours, I don't really care. And then we, get comfortable. We can take it slow if you want. Maybe we could start out with just some back rubs or cuddles or just really nice dinner or something. I mean, we can also just get right down to it right away if you wanted. There's not really any need to, you know, hold back with me or anything. I really don't mind. I'm ready for anything. Come on. Why are you being so shy? I can see that you're tempted. You're enticed by the forbidden fruit. You are always this noble knight in shiny armor, lodestar of all that is good and righteous kind of guy. You always go, oh, I have to protect these innocent orphans and widows. Oh, and I have to tell these children about how they always have to eat their vegetables. And I could never laugh about a smutty joke just because I'm this awesome, big, pure, virtuous good guy. Isn't that tiring? Come on. Just submit to the dark side. Just this once. Getting a little corrupted every now and then is fun. Trust me. And I know that you want to get yourself a serving of the Triple D. What? The Triple D. The despicable Dr. Devious Triple D. No, I wasn't talking about my bust. Even though, yeah, I guess I am close to the Triple D. Did you really have to point that out? Man, are you for real right now? See, this is how society treats women in the workforce. You can be a brilliant evil scientist. You can have constructed a satellite-mounted pole cap melting microwave cannon. But if you're a woman, does anybody actually care? No. Superheroes complain about their boobs being too big or too small, and people wonder why I turned evil. No, I don't need a tragic origin story. After all, my arch nemesis apparently thinks my... Oh, you like him? Thank you. No, I'm not getting flustered. Shut up. Okay, seriously, stop pondering about this for so long. How often do you think that you'll get the chance to sleep with the greatest criminal mastermind in the galaxy? Yes, I am. Oh, come on! Replacing the Pope with a robot doppelganger was a brilliant plan. Did you know that there are more than 1.3 billion Catholics in the world? I would have been unstoppable. And it only failed because I couldn't find a freaking long enough extension cord. My Pope never even reached the damn balcony. Who would have thought that the Vatican had such long corridors? No, I couldn't have made him battery-powered. Do you have any idea how bad those are for the environment? Plus, the cobalt in those batteries are being mined by children, and people say that I'm the monster. Hey, what is it? You're looking at me funny. What? No, I am totally evil. I am a vile and vicious champion of the forces of darkness that seeks nothing but to see all of humanity bow to her tyrannical reign of merciless... Yeah, of course my cyborg assassin drones are biodegradable. I mean, you wreck so many of them within 1 week. We wouldn't want to have arenas of our legendary battles littered with the mangled wreckage of... Yeah, my... city-obliterating super laser was powered by renewable energy. So what? Hey, I don't want to become some despotic ruler of a scorched wasteland full of oil spills and radioactive waste. I've been lobbying with the League of Evil to get more supervillains to switch to clean energy to power their superweapons, but... No, I don't have a heart of gold! How dare you? I'm evil! I'm totally evil. It's literally in the name. I mean, literally, I call myself Dr. Devious. I wouldn't want that if I weren't... Stop looking at me like that. Whatever. So, have you considered my offer? Oh, come on. Screw your courage. I've seen you rub up giant robots and punch asteroids. Don't tell me you're scared of a little cuddling. I mean, someone who's wearing such tight pants shouldn't have any issues with taking them off, right? We'll have a lot of fun together. I promise. I mean, I'm not just a brilliant mind in the laboratory. I'm also pretty inventive in bed. So come on, great fearless hero. What's your answer?